I'm so excited for today's talk about the power of visualization, because this is one of my favorite topics to teach and share with people. It's had such a tremendous impact on my life. So there's a more effective way to get what you want in life, and it involves visualizing what you want and harnessing the power of your subconscious mind and feeling as if you already have the things you want, so that your vibration matches your desires, which will then attract things to you. Here's the crazy thing about our brain. Our conscious brain that we like to think is running the show processes information at a rate of about 50 bits per second, while our unconscious intuitive nervous system processes information at a rate of 11 million bits per second. So 50 versus 11 million. What does that mean? That means that 95% of all of your brain activity is not actually conscious. And research has repeatedly shown that visualizing and connecting with your best possible future self makes you happier and more optimistic and creates powerful change in your life. So in case you aren't clear on what I mean by visualization, or in case you're thinking, well, I don't know if I'm any good at that, try this now. Close your eyes for a minute. I'd like for you to see a red bird in your mind's eye. Can you see it? Open your eyes. Great job! You just did a guided visualization. It's really that simple. Now, if you had been able to see the red bird and maybe smell something or feel the breeze on your skin or feel in your body what it would be like to be watching this bird in the sun, that would be an even more powerful visualization. So the more you can call in all five senses, the stronger your visualization will be. And visualization is a powerful tool for linking up your conscious and subconscious mind. One study of basketball players showed that 1 hour of visualization is the same as 7 hours of physical activity. That's wild. So they split these people up into different groups, and they had one group practice free throws, and they had the other group visualize themselves making free throws, shooting the basketball through the hoop. And they found that 1 hour of visualization was the same as 7 hours of practice. So how amazing is that? If you're looking to create sustainable success and have success with ease, then using visualization is one of the most powerful tools you can have in your toolbox to do that. Many Olympic athletes use the power of visualization. You know, if you think of Lindsey Vonn, the famous ski racer, before she goes down the mountain, she's standing at the top with her eyes closed, and you can see her moving her hand in the air in almost a snake-like side-to-side motion. She's actually going through every single turn on the mountain in her mind's eye right before she hits the slope. She's visualizing every single turn. I just watched a documentary on the guy who summited El Cap, soloed it. So this rock climber who climbed an incredibly challenging route with no ropes. And it showed him, you know, visualizing every single move with his hands before he did it. So athletes really understand the power of visualization. And yet corporate athletes and everyday people are not harnessing this incredible tool. So here's how it works. Your subconscious mind doesn't think in language. It actually responds to images, pictures, and symbols. And when you're in a relaxed state, you're more able to access, you know, the creative, big, inspirational ideas and visions. So one way to access this ability within each of us is through guided visualization, which is what we'll be doing in today's guided meditation. And I want to just share a couple of stories or examples of how I've used this in my own life and with clients of mine as well. So there's one woman I was working with years ago, and she wanted to be promoted to a partner at this finance firm she worked at, an investment firm. And so we were working on doing a visualization around that goal. I find it really helpful to have a visualization for every one of my big goals in life, both personal and professional. And so what you want to do with an effective visualization is you want to really feel it in your body. You want to feel the emotions that you would have if that thing came true, if you reached that goal, if it was just a fact of your life. So I was working with her on, okay, well, what would be the visualization that would trigger the strongest emotional reaction in her body? And so we said, okay, well, what does it mean? You know, what's the visual representation of your goal of becoming partner? She said, I don't know. You know, it's not going to be like my W-2 form. Like, that doesn't get most people very jazzed in terms of emotional state. And I asked her, well, is it like on movies when people work at a law firm and they get promoted to partner, all the partners are like in a conference room or a boardroom, the junior associate or whatever gets called up, or junior partner, and they think they're in trouble. And then they open the doors and everyone's standing there with champagne, like, yay, you made partner. I'm thinking about that scary movie with Tom Cruise, The Firm, right? Anyway, I asked her, is it like that when you made partner? Is there some sort of celebration? Could that be part of the visualization of this goal? And she said, no, there's no real celebration. They don't like take us out to dinner, greet us with champagne. So we were brainstorming, all right, well, what are the images that represent this goal? And all of a sudden she goes, oh, the parking space. I said, what? She goes, yeah, the parking space. Oh my gosh, Vanessa, when I get promoted to partner, I'll get my own parking space. And I hate parking downtown in San Francisco. It's so crowded. It's miserable. It puts me in a bad mood. And I can just see myself sliding right into my partner parking space with my name on the sign and being able to walk right. The elevator bank is right there. It'll shorten my commute. And as she was describing this parking space, she lit up. Her whole body lit up. She was so enthusiastic about it. And I said, that's it. You just nailed it. You got the image that represents that goal, because it's going to create the strongest feelings in her body. So an effective visualization, it actually creates a physiological reaction in your body so that you really feel it. You can feel the truth of the thing that you're imagining. In my own life, I've had tremendous success with this as well. Several years ago, I went to this conference called Emerging Women, and I heard Eve Ensler speak. She's the author of The Vagina Monologues and several other tremendous works of art. And she gave this talk that was so powerful. I was crying, standing up, holding hands with the woman next to me when it was over, who I'd never met before, just sobbing, yelling like, I love you, Eve. I will do anything for you. And I went back to my hotel room that night, and I had this epiphany where at that time, this is many years ago, I was not yet doing keynote speaking. I was doing some corporate workshops and a lot of private group coaching programs and retreats for women, but I had not yet done keynote speaking on big stages with, you know, thousands of people. And I went back to my hotel room that night, and I had this thought of, wow, that talk that she just gave in this big ballroom, it changed me. It something in me shifted hearing her talk. She gave me like a healing just from being in the audience. And the insight I had was, oh my gosh, you can create change for people just from speaking on stage. I didn't know that was possible. I thought I had to get really in there with people in these coaching programs or workshops and do a lot of like hands-on activities and exercises and tools. But she had given this inspirational speech, and it impacted me deeply. And so I had the thought of, wow, I could help inspire and change lives by speaking on stage. I didn't even know that was possible. I'd only gone to, you know, finance conferences up until that point. I hadn't been to a conference that really changed my life. And so because I was so inspired, as I was lying in my hotel bed that night, I decided to visualize myself on stage giving a keynote speech, an inspirational talk. And I honestly didn't even know exactly what the topic would be. I didn't go into that kind of detail. All I did was I saw myself on a stage, and I saw myself talking the way Eve had talked. And because I had just been in the audience on the receiving end of this inspirational keynote, I was so able to feel in my body exactly how I wanted the audience to feel when I was speaking. And as I was doing this visualization, I had goosebumps running up and down my arms. It's happening right now too. And I felt so emotional and so excited about the possibility of speaking on stage. So that's what I did right before I went to sleep. And then I forgot about it. I didn't think about it again. I didn't tell a single person, oh, I think I want to start doing more keynote speaking. I didn't change my marketing materials. I did nothing. 2 weeks later, out of the blue, I get a phone call. And it's the TEDx committee, and they want me to give a TEDx talk. And that is what launched my entire speaking career. I gave a TEDx talk, in San Francisco for the FIDAI Women Conference on how to lean in without burning out. It now has, I think, 130,000 views. And that TEDx talk is what launched my entire speaking career. And to this day, I personally believe that it was me doing the visualization that created the space for that invitation to do the TEDx talk to come in and that launched the whole speaking career. So this stuff works and it can really change your life. And it can also help you not have to try so hard with action, always feeling like you're pushing a boulder uphill to get what you want in life. Once you start using the law of attraction to visualize what you want and feel the feelings in your body of what it would be like if you had that thing, essentially what you want to do is have your vibration match the vibration of your desires. And then on an energetic level, you're going to start to attract these things and call them into your life so that the people, the resources, the opportunities just come to you. And let me tell you, it is the most amazing feeling when this stuff works, when you do it effectively and it happens, it is like magic. It is modern day magic and you can feel it. And it feels so wonderful because you don't have to try so hard and you don't have to put in all that effort. The effort is just with your own mind going inward to get clear on what you want. One other thing I want to say about the law of attraction and visualization is that when I first learned about these tools many years ago, I thought that I needed to get really specific with all of my visualizations. But what I've learned through the work of Abraham Hicks is that if you start to get very specific and it pulls you out of the good feelings, you don't want to do that. You want to stay general. So I think one of the reasons why me visualizing my keynote speech, it so quickly manifested in my life with the TEDx talk is because I stayed very general. I saw myself on the stage. I felt really good. I could feel how I wanted the audience to feel. And I stopped the visualization there. I didn't start to think about, well, what topic am I going to talk on? Because that would have gotten my head into it instead of my heart and my body. And it probably would have stressed me out with all the pressure of like, well, what topic is good enough to inspire millions of people? And it would have taken me out of the good feeling place. So when you're visualizing or getting clear on what you want, and if you start to get so specific that it brings in any level of stress or worry, or it stops feeling good to you, don't do that. Stop being specific and go more general. Don't worry about the details. They will actually fill in themselves. You just want to make sure that the images are clear and that the feeling in your body is good, that you feel good when you're doing it. That is the most important thing. All right, so what we're going to do now is a short writing exercise to help you start to think about some of the areas of your life that you want to focus on over the coming few years. And then in the guided meditation, I'll be taking you through a process to visualize or imagine each of these areas. So what I'd like for you to do now is, if you need to pause this audio, go ahead and pause the audio and get out 5 pieces of paper and a pen. Or if you have a journal, that would work great. And what you're going to do is at the top of each piece of paper, you're going to write these different categories for your life. So at the top of the first piece of paper, you're going to write my body. Or you could write my health. On the top of the second piece of paper, and you're going to want the front and the back of each paper to be available for that category. So on the second piece of paper, you're going to write my home. My home. On the third piece of paper, you'll write my relationships. On the fourth, you'll write my work or my career. And on the fifth, you're going to write a category of your life that's of your choice. So it could be maybe you want to dive deeper into relationships and have a page on my partner, my romantic partner, or my friends, or my family, my parents, or maybe you want it to be my community or spirituality or giving back or travel. So think of a fifth area kind of a category of your life where you want to spend some time focusing and visualizing more of what you want. And then write that down on the fifth piece of paper. So for me right now, I think I would probably do my marriage as an example. But if you wanted to do a lot more travel, maybe that's the area that you want to focus on. All right, so you should have five pieces of paper, and at the top of each is a different category: my body, my home, my relationships, my work or career, and then the fifth one is your choice. Now, you're going to do two things for each category. Number one, at the top of the page underneath the title, my body, you're going to write this sentence: this is what I desire with my body, or my health. This is what I desire with my health. Then on the back of that piece of paper, you're going to write, I want this because, or what will having this do for you? What will having this do for you? So take a moment if you need to pause the recording. So for the first piece of paper with the category of your body or your health, you're going to write, this is what I desire with my body, on the front of the page. And on the back of the page, I want this because, or what will having that do for you? All right. Then what you're going to do is for each of these five categories, I recommend you set aside at least 10 or 15 minutes to do a journaling exercise. And you're going to get really clear on what do you desire with each of those categories in the next, few years. What would you like to have happen? And this exercise comes from Abraham Hicks. So as you focus on the first topic on your first page, and you're writing, this is what I desire regarding my body, don't work hard on this list. If you can't think of anything, just move on to the next category. But basically, you're going to write a short list of things that easily come to your mind that you desire right now about your body or about your health. So here are some examples. You might write, I want to return to my ideal body weight. I want to get a great haircut. I want to find some wonderful new clothes. I want to feel strong and fit. Then on the back of that piece of paper, for each statement of desire that you've written about your body, you're going to write the reasons why you want each of those things. So for example, on the back of the piece of paper, you might write, I want to return to my ideal body weight because I feel best when I'm at that weight, because I'll be able to wear some of my favorite clothes, because it'll be fun to shop for a new wardrobe. Or you might write, I want to feel strong and fit because I love the feeling of stamina, because I love having the energy to do all of the things I want to do, because it just feels good to feel good. So you're going to do that for each category. You're going to write what you want on the front of the paper, and then on the back, you're going to write all the reasons why you want that thing. And this is going to help you focus on the areas that are the most immediate and important to your life experience. And you're going to be focusing your energy and your desires on those subjects. When you think about why you want something, you actually usually soften resistance. But when you think about when it will come or how it will come or who will help it come, you often add resistance, especially if you don't know the answers to those questions yet. So keep focusing on what you want and why you want those things. Don't worry about whether or not it's going to happen, how realistic it is, or when it's going to show up. Just focus on the front of each piece of paper. What do you want for that category? And then on the back, why do you want it? And then I'll be helping you visualize your life in 3 years in these different categories in today's guided meditation. So go ahead and complete this journaling exercise before you do the guided meditation, if possible. And just remember, keep it light and fun. If it's too hard to think of things, just move on to the next category. This should feel exciting and inspiring and energizing. All right, enjoy, and I'll see you at the guided meditation. And as always, please, please, please scroll down and leave a comment. Let us know, what did you think of today's fireside chat and this journaling exercise and the guided meditation? We'd love to hear from you, so please leave a comment below. All right, see you in the guided meditation. Have a wonderful day.